WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The wildfires in California are still a huge threat and have expanded into new parts of Los Angeles County. CBS's Ashley Sharp is there.
Homes here in the Mandeville Canyon have burned as the Palisades fire rages on for hours with no clear end in sight.
When we first started out in this area about an hour ago, the air was relatively clear. Now the wind has shifted and now we're back in the smoke.
LA's police chief says a new task force will investigate the cause of the catastrophic fires.
This task force is made up of local, state, and federal partners designed to investigate the cause of these fires and to see if there's any connection between them.
The fires have destroyed homes, businesses, and cars. Hundreds of thousands of residents have had to evacuate. 16 people have died. Special counsel Jack Smith announced his resignation and has handed the Justice Department his findings on two criminal investigations into President-elect Trump. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson tells us.
Merrick Garland has said that he will release the part of the report related to the federal election interference case, but not the part related to the Mar-a-Lago retention of documents case, because there are still two defendants that could go to trial in that case.
She says ultimately the pending case against his co-defendants could be upended by who Trump picks to lead the Justice Department. Snow's been the story in the South and Mid-South, causing travel delays. WANF reporter Brittany Ford is in Atlanta.
Definitely had to take precautions, but it wasn't as bad as expected.
State officials say they've had crews working around the clock 12-hour shifts since Wednesday night. They're attributing current road conditions to preparation and staffing that allowed them to get ahead of the weather.
After an E. coli outbreak linked to onions McDonald's used on its burgers, CBS's Michael Wallace reports the fast food giant is facing some more problems now.
The CDC says at least 104 cases of E. coli infections were linked to the October outbreak, including 34 hospitalizations and one death. The cases were traced to onions used in McDonald's Quarter Pounders. CBS News has learned FDA inspectors found multiple violations at the Taylor Farms factory in Colorado where those onions came from, including little hand washing by employees and dirty equipment.
It was a thrilling wild card game last night at NRG Stadium in Houston, and Texans fans are fired up after their team beat the LA Chargers.
Texans, we are finally here. We finally made it.
And I hope they win the Super Bowl. They're the best team.
And the win moves the Texans into the next round of the playoffs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And have a drink, there's no need to wait in line. Just come inside and have a good time, cause we're all here to sing and play, and we wish and wait for today, cause we're drinking and laughing. Here's Will Band, I'm glad to be here with my friends, the Up North. We have a good time, the Up North. Music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. Smiles and grins now that we're here. Let's party. Yeah. At the Up North, we always say that every day is Saturday. Forget your troubles and just unwind, cause we're all here to have a good time. No seats are filled, but not for long, cause we're dancing and clapping. We're singing songs and when we're together, the circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. Come on! The up notes, we have a good time. The up notes, music and rock, we all want to win the shake of the day.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me.
Hour two kicks off with two in a row. See what we did there? A double dip in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. The lower fifth up north, and then the lower fifth, two in a row with two at last. Goodbye. See them with Corey Matthew Hart next week at the Red Rooster on 124. This local stuff has continued to be spread across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant that makes amazing pizza. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, East, and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Rare Element now. See them at the Red Rooster on 27. This is Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. More of the funky stuff to celebrate Wisconsin Funk Fest happening tonight or maybe yesterday. It all depends on where you are on that timeline of Max Inc. Radio. We continue moving forward with some of the newest slowpoke that I have in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south, too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Insert coin.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows.
was on a telephone wire. The three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire. Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. And one says, Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through. Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this hard. Two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. And one says, sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold. Two young men on an open road.
Gates are broken, trouble blazing through. Hard times for me, hard times for you. It's such a pity when we cannot see the light. Floodgates are broken, better hold on tight. Hear the warning, hear the call. Too many people trying to keep it all.
Cannot see the light. Floodgates are broken. You better hold.
artists that rock and brought us back to life and to the local stuff in the after hours. First Ryan McGrath Band and then Stepwater Band with Floodgates. Catch them before they go east, and their last Midwest gig until spring is happening. Where? At the Red Rooster on 215. All this local music sounds are brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Next in the after hours is one of my favorite Mama Award winning bands, Nestor, on Max Inc. Radio.
Take it like it is. Will you always have the answer? My microscopic world. I'm microscopic. It's microscopic.
Here comes the morning.
Big Big Furnace in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You and I could do the live stuff this year and see their very first show in 2025 in March at the Coral Lanes. Get all the connections to the local music and the shows by subscribing to Max Inc. Radio. Like that podcast page. It's got all sorts of local stuff you can follow around, like Lucky Vita. He's next. And another Mama Award winner. And yeah, he's a transplant to California. So we're really thinking of you, Lucky. I hope you're doing okay and you're being safe. This is Little Robot Man now on Max Inc. Radio.
Zeros and ones bring me ecstasy, but I will never find the man of my dreams. The way we live today, the way we live today is so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only in another disconnection. The simulation or the simulation of love. Won't you be my lover, little robot man? I don't speak in
alone. Downhearted and downright hopeless. I had my chances with three wishes. Could have healed or found riches, but I chose a chance to see us through. And use your three wishes on you. Head in my hands, pain in my heart. Couldn't cope with the truth. What meant we're falling apart. Lord knows I tried. No doubts remain. Nothing ventured and nothing gained. Now it's too late. Too late to undo. Cause I used all three wishes on. Stop wondering what might have been. I'll never ever surrender my belief. But it takes two to make it work. Oh, yes, it will. It takes two to be.
Blues band, they come out of hibernation at Winterfest in Des Moines on 2/15. Hey, I know what I said. Des Moines. The After Hours always keeps you up to date to all the things that you can see, even when the local stuff are outside of our state. And if you do wander outside the state, no matter where you roam, there's that Civic Media app. Yeah, take us with you and listen anywhere. It's time now for that weekly Jimmy Tracker. We always do it in the After Hours each week here on Max Inc. Radio. The Jimmys will be live on 2/14 at the Red Rooster. Plan accordingly. It is Valentine's Day. This is Words and Actions on Max Inc. Radio.
Words can cut so. Scar no one can see, and if gone unnoticed, it will make a heart forever bleed. Actions speak loudest, I know. You can't take back what's set in stone, and when deception is. How will we find our way? What can
We did it. Another week of the local stuff that you can see with your own eyes right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. And we'll do it again next week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Stacey Lynn. President-elect Trump up early bashing California leaders for their fire response. On Truth Social, he called them incompetent. Meantime, while some L.A. residents have started to return to what had been their homes, others are under new orders to get out. CBS's Lilia Luciano is in Brentwood.
New evacuation orders for residents in parts of the Brentwood and Encino neighborhoods. That's where we met Jim Baer, who was packing up all he could from his mother's home of 65 years.
And how close is the fire right now to your place?
It's probably, as the crow flies, about a mile away.
Are you concerned?
No. And the reason I'm not concerned is that people come first and the people are all out here that I love, and things can be replaced, and you do the best you can.
Now that special counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Justice Department, what happens to the findings of his